Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
Yes, welcome back. And Bree and I are so honored because we have an incredible guest today. She is one of the newest cast members of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Garcelle Bouvet.
Ooh la la. Plus, we're bringing back Matchup of the Week for one of America's most heated debates right now. Mask versus no mask.
All right, here we go. Happy hump day, Bella Army. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Bree, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
All right, you guys, it's a good thing we just finished our nurseries because we're about to pop.
So you know what that means. It's time for opening up. So let's pop that bottle.
All right, everyone. So today we are opening up. Well, you know what? I'm going to say we're going to open up with a shout out because I am addicted. If for all of you Arizona lovers, if you know La Grande Orange, you know that their ice green teas are like crack. I am addicted to them. I literally drive there every morning to get them. And so before Bree and I came on today, I had to drive and go get my La Grande Orange ice green teas. So we're opening up with those today.
I've been addicted to them for years.
I don't know what it is they do about their ice cream teas. I think they brew theirs with a little bit of orange slices. I don't know what it is, but they don't give you the secrets.
It's amazing, but everything they do there is just amazing. And I'm always like, Brian, I need to ask him for the recipe for their iced coffee, their ice cream tea. And I'll try to go to other places. I'm like, it's not La Grande Orange.
I agree. I love it. I'm addicted. Even my baby boy loves it every time. And I don't know if it's just because it's ice, but
there's
just
something about this one
so much
that gives you a kick.
It's very rejuvenating.
So rejuvenating. All right, let's get to the fun stuff. So Nicole and I finished our nurseries. I can't believe it.
Well, I still have a little touches to do.
Yeah, but you're pretty much done.
I'm pretty
like
much
you,
done.
Majority, like your little touches are very little, but it was crazy because I was like, we kind of started and then we just put it to the side. And because we've been filming, It's been hard to get to. And, you know, I reused all Birdie's nursery stuff. So in my head, I was like, oh, it's all the way in the back of storage. When am I going to be able to make it there? And
By the way, he's kicking so much.
Is he kicking? Well, it's that green tea girl. But I cannot believe, like, now every morning I open up the door and I look in there, and every night I'll sit on the rocking chair and I'm just like, whoa, my nursery. So you guys, I did a very neutral gender woodland theme. And so I love that woodland feel. Obviously, you could tell how Brian and I are. And when you don't know your gender, you really have to go major neutral. So like a lot of the beiges, ivory I went with.
Yeah, it's super cute.
Yeah, I love it. And I think what I'm going to do is when the baby's born is add a little color, whether it's a boy or a girl. And doesn't mean it's going to be pink or blue color, but something that will make it feel like a little more boyish or a little more girlish. But I love it.
I'll admit, when I came over and saw it, I was obsessed. I love your theme and I love it, boy or girl. It's so cute. You know, for Artem and I, we did blues and grays, but we don't like loud designs and stuff. A lot of it was restoration hardware. It's very much us. I feel like our baby boy's room is very gentlemanlike. I did wallpaper that was like a lilac slash like light blue, like a bluish, but it's the stars.
See,
and
I wouldn't
the moon.
Say it's gentleman. I feel like your baby's
the dark
room
wood, though,
is
the walnut
feels very boy daydreamer.
It is. I wonder what everyone thinks about this, because what I found interesting is like here we design our baby's room, right? Before they're even born, before we know them. And what I kept thinking was, you know what? I want to have a room that even as a baby, and I know people might think I'm weird, that he's going to daydream and it's going to motivate him and inspire him to be whatever it is he wants to be. So I didn't want to do just a football theme or just a baseball because he's a boy. And I mean, of course, I would totally love for him to play sports, but I'd also really love for him to dance too if he wants to be like his dad.
Right.
Honestly, whatever he wants to do, if he wants to do drama class, art class, whatever it is my son wants to do, I'm supporting fully, and I'm going to be the number one cheerleader for whatever it is. Even
totally.
If I have
that.
To show up for the chess club and he's kicking everyone's butt in chess.
Shoot.
I'm doing it.
You know, you got an engineer on your hand.
Right? Well, Artem's parents both are engineers.
Oh, wow.
And look at how that. Artem, how he builds and cooks. Everything he does, he just has an engineer mind.
Do you know that if Brian didn't go to wrestling school, he was going to go to school to be an engineer?
Oh, wow. Look at us, Bri. Gemini engineers.
What?
But so, when Artem and I started to design his room, even from the paintings I got, I wanted them one to be in the grays and in the blues and the dark wood, but also just inspirational. What I've realized, even buying baby clothes, I don't like when it's
you don't like big patterns.
I don't like
allowed.
Big patterns. And Artem's the same. I mean, I think he's going to be the most handsome dresser ever, but everything's just solid. Like, we really are into just all the solids. So
that's
I can't
good.
Wait to share it. Yeah, but I think our baby boy is going to just have this great room of daydreaming and getting lost in the stars and the moon.
Yeah,
it was cute, though, how, right, Bri, you were there when we got a lot of antiques for his bookshelf. And Artem kept wanting so badly this vintage ship. And I was like, we have to have the dad touches. But it's because Artem, like a special moment he has from his childhood is him and his dad fishing. And he just always loved those memories with
his
father.
It's a cute boat, though.
It is such a cute boat.
Because when you and I were talking at first on the phone about it, I was kind of nervous about it.
Yeah.
And then when I went in, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's adorable.
It is adorable. And I think it was really cute to like for me how persistent he was of wanting that in his room because of the memories he had with his dad and the memories he wants to build with our son. And that really like melted my heart. And it's amazing when the man's hands-on. Artem is like very good with that. Just so hands-on and excited. And it just makes it all so exciting.
See, I love when men are hands-on when it comes to all the baby stuff. But when it comes to decorating, I'm like, no, leave it to me. I love that Brian lets me just do my own thing.
Yeah. Well, you've seen Artem and I head heads.
Oh, yeah.
We head heads a lot with interior design.
Yeah, because he has strong opinions. You have strong opinions. And both your opinions are never on the same page. Which is fun because it's fun for me to kind of watch that. Because
yeah.
Brian has zero. I'll be like, Brian, do you like this here? And he'll be like, whatever you like. And I'm like, no, I want your opinion, actually. But yeah, you guys, so we're so excited. But I've been trying to help Nicole with the essentials in the nursery. Things that help me with Birdie, especially during the night. You know, I did cloth diapers and I did cloths to wipe. So I would always have my fresh bowl of water and my whole setup, my baby balm. I always had... here we're in the day and age where everyone has it now. The antibacterial, what do you call it?
Hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer. How do I forget it?
Honestly.
They're everywhere. But I had all these essentials, just easy access, especially because of the night you're tired.
Right.
To have it right there. But tweet us what you think is an
or
essential.
Or go on our Instagram because that's a great way under a post.
And just make sure to hashtag Bella's podcast, but let us know what you think's an essential. I told Nicole, if you're not doing cloth diapers, I know everyone loves the baby warmer wipes.
And we keep going back and forth. Artem and I were talking the other day and we are tempted to do the cloth diapers.
To be honest, they're so easy. They're not what they are. Back in the day, they had to use the pins and all that. These are all snaps.
Yeah.
And I was nervous at first because I'm like, I never experienced it.
Right.
And I'll say like there was some diapers Birdie had a blowout and then there was some she didn't.
Yeah.
But I feel like that can happen with regular diapers too. But I honestly like it made me feel good that there was never a trash can of diapers because how you're washing them.
Right.
And I loved it.
Well, and I have to say why do all newborn diapers have to have crazy patterns on them?
Don't tell me that's why you want to do cloth diapers.
Well, it was when we started discussing
Oh my gosh.
Well, I just like told Artem, and Artem, I'm so happy we see eye to eye on that. I'm like, why can't you just have a plain diaper? Like, why does it always have to have prints?
Yeah, they used to be plain, but people have gotten creative.
And don't
get
me wrong, they're super cute. But sometimes,
well,
I
they
just,
hide, so you don't usually see them.
I know you guys all probably think I'm weird, but you know me.
But can I tell you something with the cloth diapers, which drove me crazy? If I took a picture of Bird and I posted it, and she was wearing her cloth diaper and her onesie, people would be like, "You need to change your baby's diaper. Her diaper's full." And I'm like, "It's a cloth diaper.
Oh yeah,
they're bigger than normal diapers." People would say it to me all the time, and that drove me crazy a bit. So just know when you have cloth diapers, everyone's going to act like you don't change your baby's diaper.
Well, I definitely would love to hear from other moms, the essentials. And don't worry, y'all. I already got hemorrhoid cream because I'm going to try to push this boy right out of my...
Speaking of hemorrhoids,
I'm trying to not be rated R, but...
Did your one hemorrhoid go away?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Brie, guess what?
What?
They go away.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I haven't had one.
But I just know because since I have had one that I might easily get one in labor.
You might get more than one.
Oh my gosh. Don't even say that.
I think that's possible.
What? More than one? How does that even fit around the butthole?
Well, see, I don't know because I've never had one. So
okay, now
not.
I'm going to have to Google, but now I'm scared to Google. I don't even know if I want to hit
maybe
images.
You could only have one. I figured it's probably possible
well,
that
that's,
you had
well, I already have that cream because I'm like, I'm going to be prepped this time around. And I'm also prepped with all the pads that Brie told me about, putting
like
the witch hazel
put
in
the freezer.
But I would love to know anything else. Teepee tents, I heard I need to get because I'm having a boy. Mm-hmm. But I want to just know all the essentials because I'm such a prepper and I'd rather have too much in my drawers, but knowing that like I don't have to go drive somewhere or wait to have it.
That's why I told you the gripe water for the gas. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I want to hear what other moms
I
have
do
to say too.
And you know, we need to give a shout out. Even though Father's Day has passed, I want to give a shout out to all of the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day.
All you baby daddies.
And can I just tell you all what Artem got me last week is a gift that I was like smiling so big. I actually need to post it on my Instagram.
I haven't seen her smile this big, you guys, in weeks.
So he saw me one day on the computer looking at diaper bags. And okay, you all are about to be like, this is so Nicole. But yeah, I was looking at Gucci makes really cute ones. And I was like, one was already on like a backlist order. And I was like, no, I really like this one. And then Louis Vuitton used to. And I was at, there's this like website called tradesy.com. So they're all designer, but they're used. And I'm like, you know what? I'm saving the environment. This is such an amazing eco-friendly move.
You are recycling.
So I was like looking on these designer bags, like diaper bags, because I'm sorry, but I want them to match my outfits.
You're ridiculous.
He surprised me with the blue Gucci diaper bag.
But not recycling style. It was brand new.
No, it was brand new. And the, what is it called, Brie? The changing pad?
The changing
pad. It's like red with the Gucci sign. Oh my gosh.
And for all of you, I got a very $50 normal one. I told Nicole, I can't believe how much money that diaper bag costs because you can buy some really great ones for $50. Which
oh, and I love
I
it
because
some of the girls were like, you know, it's going to end up with so much milk on it and this and that.
All
I'm
these
like,
stains.
I am the pro at cleaning stuff. Look, I am the girl who rocked designer bags in a lot of bars and wine tastings. Now, I've been spilled on, I've spilt, and I've always known how to get that shit out.
But
so.
There is nothing like a baby.
Well, whatever. We will see. We will see.
All right, you guys. Well, we can't wait to hear what you think, what we need for our nursery. So please let us know. And any other mommy tips, even though this is my second, for all you moms out there who have two kids, please send any tips my way because I'm terrified to be a mother of two. And Nicole would love any new mommy tips. It's really fun for us to look. So please make sure you send them our way or also call our hotline, 833-QBELLAS. We'd love to like hear a bunch of you moms, your tips that make mommy life easy.
Right. And I want to hear the good and the bad, not just the bad or beware of this. I want to hear both sides.
Both sides.
Because being around my sister, sometimes I feel like I only hear the bad.
That's not true at all.
No, but you like to scare me.
This is why I like to scare you, because I feel like if you know all the worst stuff, it's like then you go into it and you're like, this is easy.
Right.
But if you only knew good things, you'd go, no, this is hard. So I feel like I'm making it motherhood easy for you.
Right. Well, you know, we have a guest coming up, and I have to say we are very, very excited to have her, Garcelle Bouvet, which, I mean, how gorgeous is that name, which it matches her face and her personality. And you all know her as an actress. She's been an amazing actress for so many years and now has transitioned into the reality world. She is on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And Brie and I recently went on her podcast, and I've already have been a fan of hers, and it was amazing because we found out she was a really big fan of Total Bellas, and she's watched every episode of the season that aired recently. But her podcast, we had so much fun, and especially for me to freely talk about like sex and then like laugh about certain headlines that are out, it was so fun. You know what it is? It's like listening to her podcast is like watching an episode of Sex in the City or being around your friends. Like, let's all admit, we all, like, when we're with our girlfriends and the men aren't around, sex always comes up.
Always. I feel like women talk about sex more than men.
I agree. Especially, I think men like are actually more private about it.
I agree.
So I had a blast, and we'll definitely let you know when that drops. But I'm really excited to have her on because we're going to get into so many things, from reality TV to Black Lives Matter to her podcast. So up next, we have Garcelle. Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids. And I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything. As long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast. But before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come.
Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey,
All right, everyone. So we are super excited for this guest. We recently did her podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle, and we had a lot of fun. And I mean, one thing that Brie and I absolutely love about you is you're an open book. We're open books. And it's also really refreshing when people can just openly talk about sex.
Yeah,
so we're just like, oh my gosh, we had so much
fun.
It
was so refreshing not to hold back.
I love that. Thank you for having me, first of all, on your podcast. Oh, but I just listened to what we recorded last week. And you guys, thank you for being so open. That was really cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, my sister and I, after we were done talking, we were like, wow, you know, Garcelle's a lot like us. You know, we professional wrestlers then went into the reality world. And it was a really different transition for us because we were so used to being characters and then your private lives were private. And then all of a sudden reality, when we just started the reality show, it was like the cameras were on and we're like, so what do you want us to talk about? And they're like, just be you. And we're like, wait, just be us. But we wanted to kind of pick your brain and ask you, like, how has it been from, you know, being an actress and then all of a sudden being on a reality show? Because for us, it was different. It was crazy.
Yeah, no, it's been really different for me. And same like you, like I was waiting for action. And they were like, no, we don't say action here. I was waiting for something to start. It's been really interesting. I mean, it's one thing, like you said, to put on a character and feel like, you know, the minute you leave your dressing room, you're going on set, that you're this person, and then to just be you and have the cameras in my house and have the cameras in my car, have my kids getting mic'd. It takes a lot of getting used to, but what's really interesting is the crew that comes in, those guys are so quiet. They're like stealth bombers. You forget they're really quick.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
yes.
Oh my God.
Especially when you're drinking.
And there are a lot of guys for us. We don't have that many women.
Our showrunners are women, and then other than that, it's all men, right? Pretty much. Oh, one of our camera women.
We have this crew that we brought on is more women than we've had in the past.
Yeah.
In the past, it was always like mainly men.
Yeah.
And it was actually sometimes hard because when men would be giving you direction and telling you how to feel as a woman, I'd be like, how do you know how that feels? Like, you don't.
Yeah.
So I've been loving having like a woman showrunner because it's like we relate when she relates to us when we're feeling certain emotions. And then I could talk and I don't get defensive. It's like, okay, fine. Like you understand it. Even though it's getting hard right now, pregnant, we have.
Are you guys still shooting?
We're still shooting.
We went back in season a month ago.
Oh,
we're filming season 6 of Total Bellas. We're taking everyone to the delivery room.
It was just announced. I can't believe you're already shooting. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we're super excited, but I warned her because I had a film with Birdie in my third trimester, and I was like, Nicole, it's tough. And we finally got a day off today, and her and I were like, whoa. Like, you realize how much filming takes out of you mentally, physically. I was just like, because we went, 6 days straight? Five days straight?
No, 6.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. And I think that's another thing that I have to get used to, that just because they come to your house, you think, oh, they'll be here a couple of hours and then they'll leave. Right? But it's not the case.
It's like it.
Not the case.
No.
I think what I love about your show, though, it's like you guys are organically you. And I feel like on our show, it's a lot about the drama of it all.
Yeah.
You know, where you guys get to be you, you get to be family, and we get to see all facets of this. This, we definitely have a friendship and we have a lot of laughs. But it's like, okay, now let's get to the drama.
Yeah. Right. It's so true. I agree with that. Brie and I, when we were on Total Divas, we felt like it was starting to get that way. And it was kind of like tough on us because we just didn't know what was authentic. And when we did Total Bellas, like all of a sudden we got to a point where like we have to walk away from Divas and just do Bellas, but we have to make sure like Bellas, they just let us be authentic. It used to be like our constant, I don't want to say argument, but like where we kind of bump heads with production because they would push certain things or cause certain things.
Yeah.
And we just be like, don't do that. Like,
yeah,
these are twins. It's naturally going to happen
anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just keep the camera rolling. We will get in a fight once a day. And
like, don't worry, you're gonna get your drama.
Exactly.
It's so funny because the other day when I was watching the show and Brian and you had decided Brie that you weren't gonna find out what the sex of your baby was, and then Nikki wanted you to know. And he was like, wait a minute, we could be talking about this. And she comes in and 2 minutes later, you're changing your mind. This twin bond is really solid.
I mean, solid.
Like, yours are boys, right?
Mine are boys. Yeah. They're 1 minute apart. Jax is older and he uses that whenever he can. And you know what's funny? Because they're fraternal. So what I see with them is that sometimes they'll be sitting on the couch and they're both sitting the same way. Or you know what I mean? Or yeah, they'll just be so close to one another, but they don't have, like, I asked them, like, if one of you is thinking something, does the other one, do you guys feel it? And they were like, no, mom, no. I think also they're boys. They're not into
right. I agree with
that. Yeah. Cause we're a lot like that, but we do everything together. So I think that's it too. But are they really close? Are they like best friends?
They are close. I mean, how do I say this? They're closer than they think they are. Like, yes. I can see them, but then when they're together, they try to sort of rib on each other. But there's love behind that.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
That's nice how we see. Are. Now, yeah. When they get in arguments, do they call you?
Well, when they were little, I would sort of come in between. Now that they're 12, I kind of let them, because I always say, it's you two against the world. When I'm not around, you're going to have to get along. Right. So I try to let them, you know. But Jade was coming down the stairs the other day. No, Jax was coming down the stairs and Jade hit him on the head. And he goes, Mom, he just hit me on the head. Like, you're not going to do anything about it. There's no consequences for him. And I'm like, Jax, you're all right. He just, you know, it was a tap.
But
he's very like, he wants it fair all the time.
I love that.
So cute.
So it's hilarious because here we are at 36 years old. And my mom, when she sees both of us calling her at the same time, she knows we're in an argument. We still will get an argument and literally call our mom. And it's like she gets nervous. Who do I pick up? Like, she's like,
oh, that's so funny. Well,
isn't that funny? This past week, we were in Flagstaff filming for the show. And Brian and Artem were there as well as my mom. Mm-hmm. And she was just saying that because of how we are. She's like, I have to give you guys props because these girls, like, I see where if you get in a relationship with them, you're in a relationship with the other twin.
With both of them, right.
And more than likely, the other twin's going to go to the other twin for advice first or listen to her because it made me think what you said, like, about the gender. I almost had Brie, like, just click. We won't tell. But my mom was just looking at it this week. Yeah. And I'm like, gosh, still at this age, we run to her when we argue. Guys have no chance in our lives.
I mean,
no.
It's,
and you, thank God you picked good guys.
Honestly who could handle it?
Yeah. And by the way, I'm single. If you know anybody, I'm asking everybody. Yes. That's what I was told to do. Tell everybody that I am available.
I like, well, what We're do you like do most? Like, what do you look for in a guy?
Well, I'm going to start with honesty because that was a big thing with my ex. So honesty is important. I want a guy who's fun loving and, you know, has his own life. I have mine. We come together. I don't want any more kids. I'm too old and I don't want any more. So I want a guy who doesn't want kids or, I mean, obviously will welcome mine, but doesn't want his own.
Yeah.
Okay, the Bellas are going to be on a search.
We're going to be on a search.
Okay, good.
Right? I like this.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that'll actually be a lot of fun.
I think we'd be really good matchmakers.
I've done it before.
I bet you guys would.
Yeah. I put you on a really good date one time. Peter? Peter was a good date.
The one from The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good date. Just didn't work out.
Did you go out with Peter from The Bachelor?
Yes. Well, not Pete.
I set it up.
Wait, no, but not the recent one.
Okay.
I would never. After I saw, because I watched this season, I was so mad
at pilot?
Him.
Not the pilot.
Yeah, not pilot Pete.
No, not the pilot. No, we're not into that pilot.
The one he had, whose season? He was on Rachel's season. Rachel Lindsay.
I probably know. Yeah. I mean, I
salt and pepper hair. He has a gap. Really into fitness. I want to say he was one of Rachel's finalist.
I think he was.
Okay.
I think
and then they wanted him to be a bachelor, I believe, but
it didn't work out.
Didn't work out. He didn't want to do it. At least that's what he told me on the day. I don't know if it was a liar.
And now they're going to have their first black bachelor. Hello.
Yeah. How about that?
But finally, by the way, I can't believe how long it's taken. I didn't realize The Bachelor was on for 18 years.
Which that's mind-blowing.
Has it been 18 years?
When I saw that, I go, 18? And her and I'm like, no way. I'm like, when we started to watch it, or like I knew
but
about it.
But I told her, I go, the first time I saw the show is 19.
And I go, okay, then I guess.
And we're about to be 37.
What?
Is
that's
that not
insane.
Crazy?
That is crazy.
I mean, I feel like that's the longest running show.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just like Housewives, I'm the first Black housewife of Beverly Hills. That's
wow, are you really?
Too. And this is season yeah. 10 we're on.
That is.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's, how about that?
Yeah.
That breaking is. Barriers.
There you go.
I love it.
There's one we thing the Bellas like to do. Yeah.
That's true.
Yes, you do.
Kicking down every door that is in our way.
Right? I agree.
Are you guys going to come out with like a non-alcoholic wine since you can't drink wine right now?
So you know what's funny? We really wanted to and we tried some and we were like, oh, no, no, no. We're like, we need the alcohol.
It's, yes, you know what do. It is? It's because yes, it goes straight to like grape juice or apple juice. Like it mm-hmm. just tastes like... Oh, and then they'll
why?
Put a bunch
why,
of sugar.
Why even bother, right?
Yeah,
that's what we felt.
I'm like, I would rather have a sparkling water and yeah. or do like a margarita mix and something that really feels like yeah. hard alcohol.
Yeah.
Or because the wine, the one champagne we tried wasn't too bad, but still.
Because all the other stuff was so awful that you and I were like, okay, this is drinkable.
I told
Brie,
it
was
like,
pretty bad.
Oh my gosh.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
I miss sushi when I was pregnant. I miss sushi and I miss coffee.
Oh, so.
Those are two of my biggest.
Yeah, our biggest yeah. things. And I feel like too, and all of us, all three of us just being, you know, entrepreneurs and working in entertainment and all that, coffee like saves you. I miss having that, you know, like right in the afternoon, maybe it's 1 or 2 o'clock and you're like, oh, I'm just going to go get something yummy, like a coffee. Mm-hmm. I miss that.
Me too.
Yeah. I just want to go get my afternoon coffee to give me that good pick me up. Now I'm like, oh, trying to like survive the afternoon.
I agree. You know, Garcelle, so I have a question. When we were speaking about actually The Bachelor and then you being the first Black woman on the cast of Real Housewives, which that's so shocking to me. With the Black Lives Matter finally getting like the attention it deserves, I would love to get your advice and the advice for our listeners on how we can better educate ourselves and how we can support better. Because
I would just love to know. I think what we can't be afraid of is asking questions.
Yeah.
I think if someone is open to having a conversation with you, if someone Black is open to having a conversation with you, then use that opportunity to ask things that maybe you would be uncomfortable asking. I think when we're uncomfortable and we're having a conversation, you grow and you learn so much.
You do.
So I think it's being open to having a conversation saying, if I say this, does that offend you? Or would it offend you?
Right.
You know, things like that. Also, you know, if you see someone being mistreated, I think people have to say something, you know, and it's really important with kids. I find that kids don't see differences. I think like that. I think kids are open. They're born with love and then life sort of creeps in and gives them things that they've seen. So I think it's being open to a conversation is asking, you know, a lot of people go, should we say Black or should we say African-American? I prefer Black.
Yeah.
You know, because I was born in Haiti. So even though, you know, things like that, I think feeling open enough to have a dialogue is really the first start.
That is such great advice because it is sometimes uncomfortable. For so long, I didn't know, like, do I say Black or African-American? I used to feel uncomfortable because I never wanted to offend people. And people then sometimes would feel that way with Brie and I just about Mexican. Like, are we allowed to say Mexican? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, Hispanic or Mexican? We're like, no, we're Mexican. You
Mexican.
Can say either
right.
one.
But I feel like the first time ever in my life, like, I'm... Because of the movement, I'm finally like getting more comfortable to have these conversations. And my mom had called up one of her friends and she's like, can I just ask you questions that I've never thought I would ask you?
And he loved it.
And she was just, her eyes were open so much. They've always been these two entrepreneurs. So all they do
all
is talk.
Work together.
Yeah, and business. And then he was just telling her of, you know, how he grew up and racism he dealt with and stuff he has to tell his kids. And my mom and him talked for hours and she's like, I never thought I could have this conversation. And now I'm having this conversation.
See,
and
that's what this movement is, I think, is all about, is letting people feel comfortable to ask difficult questions.
Yes,
I agree. And, you know, it's my husband and I, we talk about this all the time, is like, it's such a time too, where people do need to educate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sit and waste time binging, you know, good shows on Netflix and all this, but it's like to really Google and understand American history, teach your kids about it, just to really, all those questions that you have when you're looking at social media, you're like, well, I don't understand that. It's like, well, research it. And I was so happy because my husband went out and bought a bunch of books, and it's just amazing what you can teach yourself. if you mm-hmm. actually sit down and do it.
Agree.
I agree.
Agree. And it's the little things. I remember when I was, you know, looking for schools for the twins and, you know, diversity was important to me yeah. for them, you right. know, obviously. So I would say, I said to a girlfriend of mine, I said, you know, this school I really like, but I feel like there's not enough diversity. And I said, maybe there's like one Black kid per class. And she's like, wow, I never really had to think about that. And it's nothing yeah. against her, but that's her truth.
Right.
That she
right.
had never, you know, didn't have to think about it. But me, on the other hand, when I left Haiti and came to the United States, we moved to Boston and I couldn't go to school right away because I didn't know English. So I learned English through Sesame Street. But when I could wow. go to school, I was the only Black kid in school and I would have kids touch my skin or touch my hair because they had never seen it. And I wish my mom had the wherewithal then to think about putting me in schools with other kids that look like me.
Right. right.
I mean, kids are resilient, so I flourished regardless of that. But I think that would have been nice for me to have someone that looked like me at the school as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I Gosh. Agree. You know, it's funny because Nicole and I were talking and the schools we went to, there wasn't a lot of like Latin people. And we'll never forget, we were in middle school and Latina magazine came out and J-Lo was the cover.
Oh.
And because she had just did the movie Selena.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, oh my gosh, finally. And it is crazy. We start to relate because we would get bullied a lot for having mustaches at a young age.
Right.
And we'd always go to my mom. We'd cry. We'd go home and we'd be like, mom, can we shave our mustaches? But my mom would bleach them. And then they would be like so white on her tan
they
skin.
Were so bad.
We always tell my mom today, we're like, how did you not know? She's like, I was a That's tomboy. Hysterical. She's like, all I thought about was bleaching your mustaches. I didn't know. And so Nicole and I would have such a hard time. We were saying how insecure it would constantly make us. And mm-hmm. and we'll never forget when there was people we started to be able to relate to because we were like, yeah. oh, thank goodness. And like I tell my husband because my daughter got his coloring, but she oh, tans like me.
Boy,
like,
did she. She's blonde.
I mean,
blonde, blue eyes. I look at her and I'm like, this is crazy. Yeah. I never would have thought.
Thank goodness we all saw her come out of me because I was like, that's not mine.
Right, exactly.
But I told Brian it's important for me for her to understand she is Latin still. And I always tell him I want her to always be around diversity. Like I want her to be around everyone and her to,
because that's
you know,
what the world looks like.
Yes.
Right?
It really does.
It is.
And that's what we should reflect when we're, you know, in our homes, you know, in schools. And I think the fact that you want Birdie to know her Latin size, she should, because that's right. part of her.
Right.
It
right?
is.
It's so true. And that's like when we were talking about the educating part, you know, I feel like for people, it's so important with social media because I feel like people automatically look at hashtags or mm-hmm. they're looking at post quickly, not reading the captions and not educating themselves on what this means.
Right.
And like,
right.
that's something I've learned so much. And I try to tell other people when I see people get angry or like just start to feel all these emotions. I'm like, yeah. did you even look into what this means?
I know.
Yeah.
Like you're assuming.
No, it's been a long time coming.
It has.
I'm so happy that it happened now, even though, you know, we mm-hmm. feel like, oh my God, 2020, it's hit after hit. But I feel like if we weren't quarantined, if we weren't paying attention and being still, that this wouldn't have had the impact that it's had.
Wow.
You know, people
so
wouldn't
true.
Be protesting as they are if they were going like to work and to school and to meetings. So I think it finally happened at the right time.
I do
and
too.
I really feel hopeful for the first time.
Aww, I love that.
That, makes me
that
very
gives
happy
me goosebumps.
For you. That does. It gives
Thank
me goosebumps.
You.
You know, I love that because I have to say, quarantine, I've felt that. Like, just that being still, like, you do feel like what matters most to you. And I feel like Nicole and I, all we do is like for years have just worked so hard, never took a break,
yeah.
kept going. And it was so weird to all of a sudden be stuck in your homes. But her and I felt such a more of a spiritual shift in our lives, right. which we
oh, that's
loved.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, we had to, quarantine took away the material things and it made us miss human connection. And
right.
for once, like in all of our lives and other people's, we realized like, this is what means more. Like, why am I trying to keep up with the Joneses when
right.
like, this is what I'm actually really missing and wanting from life. Like if it was to be over today, this is what I wish I could have.
Yeah.
And I believe like the movement came at the perfect time and people are listening and feeling like the first time for non-Black people, they actually feel sad and they feel frustrated and they
right.
feel angry. I know I started to feel that so much. Like I started to be angry and frustrated. And I was like, if my baby boy was not in this belly, I'd be out there marching.
I'll bet. But yeah. You better stay safe. Yeah. No, I agree.
And it's mainly just because I'm scared of COVID. I'm like, I don't know. It might be out there still.
Oh my God. That's another thing. Even when I took my boys finally, I was like, let's go to the beach. I'm sick of being in the house. So we drove to the beach. We went to Paradise Cove and they were open. Like the restaurant was open. You could only sit outside, which was really fun. And I kept on saying, can you believe we're at a restaurant? And my son was like, Mom, for the 100th time, we're at a restaurant.
I love that. That's one of my favorite places, by the way. Paradise Cove.
Really? She's obsessed.
Oh my God.
They do a really good job there. And I feel like every time I'm there, I see a dolphin. Or something.
I know. I was hoping that would be too. I know. I was hoping that would be a great sign.
I love Paradise Cove. But well, we haven't gone to a restaurant yet. We're like dying to, but we're going to go, we think, because we wrap filming in like 2 weeks. We go on a really long break and we're under strict rules filming. So Nicole and I are like, let's go to a restaurant after.
Like I was like, I want to go to a spa and I want to go to a restaurant. Those are like my two things.
A spa. I want to get my nails done.
Yes.
My calluses on my feet are so gross. I can't even.
Everybody can relate.
Yeah. I see my husband stare at my feet. I'm like, I know.
It's almost, I could only imagine
look
the nail salons the fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and I mean, mine are just so
bad. But and I want to massage.
Massage. Yes.
Massage. And even a facial. I miss getting facials.
Yeah.
I think I just miss being touched and pampered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Artem's great. I love that touch. But I want the stranger take care of me kind of touch.
Right, a stranger who's being paid for, so therefore they'll do the whole time.
Exactly.
Because they're tired.
And do it top notch, not the like, okay, there you go.
I know, the sympathy massage.
Exactly.
I get those.
Oh my gosh, me too.
Before we wrap, I'd love to get more into the podcast because you guys, okay, so Brie always gives me shit. Four things I say on the podcast.
Well, you say them at really weird times.
Anyways. But Garcelle's podcast, I'm obsessed with. One, it's super fun, which I love.
Thank you.
But I just love that you know, there's so many women like me, like a ton, all my friends and more. And it's just so refreshing that you could go to your podcast and like be like, I am not alone. Like, I love hearing the sex stories. And I told Brie, I loved even all the different sex headlines that you found.
I couldn't believe that.
Oh, thank you.
I mean,
yeah,
all
those are
different.
Really fun.
Yeah.
What I really wanted to do was like, I would do this once a month before quarantine and COVID, of course, have friends over. And sometimes I would do all girls and then I'd have couples. And so at the end of the day, we'd be drinking and gossiping and sex would always come up.
Yeah.
And at the end of every time, somebody would go, this is a show. Why aren't you doing this? So then finally with quarantine, I'm like, it's perfect time. And so it's all about letting go, talk about what we talk about, you know, sexual position, sexual everything. Yeah. I have to make sure that my kids aren't around. I'm always looking behind me. They don't come in the room. But it's a place where women can go and men can go to and find out what we talk about. But women can go and just be free and just talk about anything.
I love that.
And I love that.
We were so excited because we were like, ooh, no filter for us now. Because sometimes we feel like we have to put a filter on with other people we interview with. I'm always like, Nicole, just think about whatever you're going to say before you say it.
She always says that to me. Or I always get a text or a call from my mom.
Like, that's so funny.
Even stuff I'll say on the podcast, she'll be like, Nicole. And I'm like, Mom, this is who I am. I've always been this way. You've been saying this to me since middle school. Yeah.
And normally, for the podcast, I normally do a celebrity and a real friend. But because both of you were on, it was enough. I didn't need you know, another person. So normally it's a celebrity and then it's a girlfriend. So that, you know, the perspectives are different.
I love that.
That's actually really
cool. That's really good.
Thank you.
And how real life is. Because I swear, you never not have a conversation with your friends without somewhat of sex being brought up.
All the time.
You just don't.
I mean, come on, right? Exactly. Yeah. So that's why we, you know, go into bed with Garcelle exists.
I love it. Well, everyone, make sure you check it out. You're going to be obsessed. Yes. Where can we check your podcast out?
Everywhere you can get a podcast. Spotify,
perfect.
Stitcher, Apple,
Pandora, everywhere. Apple, all of it. All right, everyone, yeah. We'll make sure to check out Garcelle's podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. And thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thank you.
Are you kidding? Thank you. I adore you guys. Oh, I really do.
Oh, your support has been amazing.
It really has. Yes.
Yeah, always. And happy delivery and have a great time.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today.
Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers.
The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart.
Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor.
Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub.
It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete.
I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
We actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses. So if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
I mean, what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes.
And eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simple heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with as much as or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long, which I love. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Okay, so I keep Factor Meals in my fridge. It literally is, just like they say, you put it in there for 2 minutes and it's having a home-cooked meal. Plus, they have all the nutrients on it, the calories. It's been amazing. Mom was over. I was giving Mom Factor Meals. She was obsessed with it.
The one thing I have definitely noticed is that when I want to be really, really healthy, I think, oh, just eat super little. But no, Factor Meals shows you, you can eat a good size meal with all the nutrients and still be healthy.
And it's for every type of person. It fits every type of diet.
Yes. So head to factormeals.com/twins50 and use code twins50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month.
That's code twins50 at factormeals.com/twin50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
All right, so my sister and I really wanted to bring Matchup of the Week back. I know it's been a really, really long time, but on social media, there's so much debates going on that we're like, why don't we bring it back to our podcast? So we want to debate today about what's been going on. All the states are opening up. People are slowly coming out of quarantine. And you see, majority of the people just want to live their lives. They're like, you know what? I'm done with the quarantine process. I just want to go back to be normal. But then you have a lot of other people who are like, wait a second, just because the state's opened up and all these places are open doesn't mean you can just go back to normal. You got to go by COVID-19 rules. And you see like a lot of big people, doctors, the WHO are changing kind of their opinions. So Nicole and I thought it'd be fun to bring it on the podcast and debate about this. So Nicole, what are we going to debate?
To wear a mask or not wear a mask? That is the question. And of course, we are going to leave it up to our listeners to vote on Instagram who won the debate. Ooh, I cannot wait for this again. It's been way too long. And let me go over the rules again because it's been a while. Brie and I each have 30 seconds to make an opening statement for our side of the issue. And then we have 2 minutes for a final arguments free for all. Okay, so I'm going to debate on the side of wearing a mask. And Brie, you're going to debate on the side of not wearing a mask?
Yes, even though I'm the type of person who wears a mask going out, I will say when I look at a lot of people's like arguments where you don't have to wear one, it kind of gets me. Where
okay, girl,
me feel I don't
wait,
need
wait,
one.
Save it for your 30 seconds.
All right. Do you want to go first?
You can go first.
All right.
Ready?
Okay.
Go.
All right. So why I don't think you need to wear a mask, when you actually look at the number of people who've been infected by the coronavirus, who have had fatalities from the coronavirus, it's 0.2% of the Americans' population. And that's really, really small. So to ask a whole country to live by such strict regulations and rules for something that's only 0.2% doesn't really make sense. And I also think, too, is that if you're an extremely healthy person, you're not sick, you should be able to live your life. No way.
That's a yes way.
Dang it. There's so much I wanted to say.
I'll save it for your 2 minutes. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Okay, so the reason why we should still be wearing masks is because it has already been proven that in other countries, when they consistently wear masks outside of their homes, they flatten the curve. We still need to flatten the curve here in America. So what is the harm of going into public places, going somewhere outside of your house and wearing a mask? By the way, if we all do it, the people who do go outside sick, it's preventing them from spreading it. So we all just need to come as one.
All right, done. All right, you guys, I'm going to put up 2 minutes. And ready, Nicole?
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, so I want to say this. If you're sick, stay home. Then no one else gets infected.
But Brie, easier said than done. People are still going out in the world sick. So to protect other people, flatten the curve, we all need to be in masks.
But where's everyone's manners on this? But I will say this. So everyone's like, there's a huge spike that's happened. And the state, let's just say the city of Phoenix, not including Scottsdale, Gilbert, all these other, you know, towns, there's about 2 million people in the city of Phoenix. In the last 14 days, there's only been 1,000 new cases. That's not a lot when you think about
it. Yeah, but this is the thing too, is people literally, like, we're getting another spike, and it's because people are going out in their groups, and literally you can still catch COVID-19 through talking. If someone sneezes, if they cough, but like, we knew a friend recently, they all were at a barbecue and one girl had it, didn't know she had it because she didn't have symptoms. She gave it to 10 people at the barbecue.
But no one
now,
died.
Unless everyone she was double dipping, it doesn't matter dying or not.
But they
we're
got
still
a little
spreading it.
But they got a little sick, but no one went to the hospital.
And
look, I'm going to also be honest too, where I wear a mask and it helps with my fear, because honestly, at this point, when I go out and
but
I don't have a mask,
creating anxiety?
I feel like I'm naked. Like I forgot to put clothes on. So no, it helps me with
one thing
anxiety.
I like when I see natural people write online is that, are we not strengthening our immune systems, which fight everything?
Yeah, but Brie, well, you have to understand that a lot of people in our country don't have strong immune systems. We have either it's the elderly or we have people with autoimmune
diseases.
Should
they stay home and then other people go out?
I agree, but let's also protect everyone who's at high risk and let's all go out and wear masks. Like, how hard is that? When you think about it, how hard is it to put on a mask?
So when I have my toddler and we go out, it's very hard to keep a mask on her. So hard.
And I get it.
And she touches everything and all this kind of stuff. And then people are like, will shame you because it's like you have your mask on, your kid's throwing their mask. And you're like, well, I mean, how do you tell a toddler to keep her mask on?
Right. But yes,
all right, 2 minutes is up. Nope.
Ew.
Oh, I love it. I got the last word.
Whatever. I have so much more to say.
I have so much more to say, but also I do wear a mask going out. I try very hard. I got Birdie a Minnie Mouse mask just so she'd keep it on. But you see, Nicole, it's hard to have her keep it on. And she thinks it's funny too when she like pulls it down and
no,
like
I
laughs.
Agree. I see it in person.
So it's stressful as well.
Right. And at the end of the day, we're all going to get through this together.
Right.
But we have to work together.
Yes.
To get through it together.
I agree. And hey,
it's just like anything else that's going on in our world right now. If we all just come together, it's crazy the power that we can do things. But anyways, our time is up. So everyone head to Brie and I's IGs. We're
wait,
gonna
really quick. Did you just cheat by putting in some last debate pointers?
You did too with the Birdie thing. So
no,
no,
I give a personal story.
First.
You threw in a couple little.
Your personal story was trying to like get people to vote for you. So I wanted to throw in mine. Okay, everyone. So we're going to post a poll on our IGs. So head there now and vote. Who won the debate to wear a mask or not wear a mask?
That is the question.
That is the question. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. And a huge thank you to Garcelle. It was such an honor having you on our podcast.
Yes. And Nikki and I are super excited because next week we are doing a baby shower themed episode. So please, to all you mommies out there, call our hotline and leave us your favorite mommy tips because we need them. So make sure to call 833-QBELLAS and leave your favorite mommy tips.
That is right. And also make sure to vote for the winner of this week's matchup of the week on Instagram.
And tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And show us some love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
And we just launched a new Instagram exclusively dedicated to the Bella's Podcast. So please make sure to follow us at the Bella's Podcast.
And until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And you'll always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye. Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.